On July 23rd, 2011, the world lost one of the most uniquely talented musical artists of the 21st century. I'm Jules Holland, and over the next hour, we'll be revisiting the wealth of live performances recorded here at the BBC by a woman whose tragically short musical career has had such a huge impact on the sound and style of contemporary popular music.
Hi, this is Amy Winehouse. You're listening to Rascal Barme on Radio 1.
All right, come on! Bedroom is 5:31. This is Drive Time on BBC Radio 2.
Fantastic. That's Stronger Than Me from Amy Winehouse.
Do you want to sing the song that's in the top 10 this weekend?
I'd love to.
Okay, this is Amy Winehouse at Rehab.
All right, listen, are you ready to go to do the track for us?
Yes, please.
All right, then, okay. It's Amy Winehouse live on Radio 1.
Listen and judge for yourself to the remarkable voice of Amy Winehouse.
For the first time ever in the studio here with us, we welcome Amy Winehouse. Amy Winehouse performing with me and my rhythm section on my Radio 2 programme in October 2006. I had the privilege of working with Amy a few times, and she never ceased to amaze me with the way that she turned the humblest song into great music. Her voice really was one of the great voices of our age. By the time she appeared on my Radio 2 show, Amy was about to release her second album, Back to Black. But her radio appearances had started 3 years earlier, even before the release of her debut album, Frank. Janice Long, well known for her eclectic musical tastes and her passion for discovering new music, invited Amy onto her Radio 2 show in September 2003 to perform her first ever live radio session, as Janice remembers.
I'm, you know, a huge fan of new music, and a woman called Charlie Byrne actually said to me, I think you're going to like this artist. Now, I'd already heard the buzz about Amy Winehouse, so I was very excited when she played me some tracks, and I just went immediately, please, 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 can I have her in session for my Radio 2 show? I was shocked when I met her, because if you listen to what Amy Winehouse does, she's got this voice that is beyond her years. It's wise, it's old, it's soulful. And I was absolutely shocked to see this, you know, tiny woman, curvy, and so full of life. She was so exciting, and she was so excited. And I remember, you know, her coming in and her sound checking and me thinking, oh my God, this is going to be something that's just going to take off. She is absolutely amazing.
You should be stronger than me. You've been here 7 years longer than me. Don't you know you're supposed to be the man? Not pale in comparison to who you think I am. You always wanna talk it through. I don't care. I always have to comfort you when I'm there. But that's what I need you to do. Stroke my hair, yeah. 'Cause I've forgotten all a young love's joy. Feel like a lady and you my lady boy. Used to be stronger than me. But instead you're longer than frozen turkey. Why'd you always put me in control? All I need is for my man to live up to his role. You always wanna talk it through. I'm okay. I always have to comfort you every day. Yeah, but that's what I need you to do. Are you gay? Now I've forgotten all the young love joy. Feel like a lady and you my lady boy. He said the respect I made you earn. Thought you had so many lessons to learn. I say you don't know what love is, get to grip. When it sounds as if you're reading wrong, so much to tell you script. When I'm not gonna meet your mother anytime. I just wanna grip your body over mine. Please tell me why you think that's a crime. Oh, yeah, I've forgotten all of young love's joy. Feel like a lady.
So it went ballistic after she released Frank and, you know, the world and his wife wanted Amy. But Amy, I think she's a very loyal person. I mean, if you look at Frank, when she does the deluxe version, she actually included the session tracks from my show on that album, which, you know, I think is lovely. So I asked her if she would come to Liverpool. I was doing my show from Liverpool. Star Sailor, Ian Brody was there, Kings of Convenience, and, yeah, of course she turned up. And I always remember in these staggeringly high heels and one of those stupid questions, you think, why do I say this? You know, just as she was about to go on stage, rather than going, oh, it's all going brilliantly for you, are you writing your next album? Go, how do you manage to perform on those high heels?
Mr. Magic, Through the Smoke, performed live at the Carling Academy in Liverpool for Janice Long's Radio 2 show in October 2004. The whole jazz-funk feel of that performance was what characterised her debut album. Whereas Back to Black would catapult Amy into the heart of the pop mainstream, the appeal of Frank was initially less universal. But though none of the singles from the album reached the top 40, the album was a critical success and earned her Brit and Mercury Music Prize nominations, with the single Stronger Than Me winning her the Ivor Novello Award for Best Contemporary Song. In terms of radio support, it was the BBC's specialist music presenters who initially championed Amy's music. As part of One Live in Brighton, Radio 1 recorded one of Amy's first live gigs at the time of Frank's release. DJ Giles Peterson broadcast the performance on his late-night show, but he'd come across Amy several months before that.
Well, I first remember hearing Amy Winehouse when I was actually with a friend of mine who was running Atlantic Records, Max Lusada, and he just had this, I think it was a cassette, actually, at the time. It's that long ago. And he played it to me. He thought, "You like this, Giles," and he played me a song called In the Box in my car, and immediately I was totally blown away by it, more than I had been by any British soul singer for many, many years. And it was soul jazz, influenced by Erykah Badu, Billie Holiday, all those kind of great singers from the past and from now. And I started playing this track as a demo. It hadn't been signed to Island Records yet, and it was a big, big hit for me on the radio. And I then went on to put it on a compilation on Talking Loud, and she then signed to Island Records, and obviously the rest is history. I'd actually put her on for a session here at the BBC Radio 1. We did a live broadcast from Brighton. She got such an incredible response. I remember we had Quantics band as well that night, a local band, and a lot of the audience obviously knew them a lot better, and they got a great response inevitably. But on the message boards the next day, when it kind of had been broadcast nationally, you could tell that Amy Winehouse was the artist that everyone was just going mad about, and that's when the penny dropped about her potential globally.
I heard Love is Blind, recorded at Concord 2 in Brighton on the 29th of October 2003 and broadcast on Giles Peterson's show on Radio 1. This is BBC Radio 2. I'm Jules Holland, and you're listening to Amy Winehouse at the BBC. The jazz influences that were so marked throughout Amy's debut album came from the music she grew up with. Her dad Mitch and her brother Alex were huge fans of artists like Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra and Thelonious Monk, all of which fed into Amy's own style. The sound she created for Frank was clearly something that was going to catch the attention of Radio 2's jazz and big band fans. And Amy's fresh and unique approach to the music made her a popular guest on the station's specialist shows. Here's jazz performer and presenter of Radio 2's big band special, Claire Teal.
I think Amy, as a jazz singer for me, was more in the Billie Holiday school than the Ella Fitzgerald school. There was a pain and a pathos in her voice and delivery, and she could cut through a melody. You know, wasn't interested in the kind of acrobatics of a song or a tune, but just could really cut to the chase and absolutely pack a punch of what that lyric was intended to mean. One Radio 2 performance where she really went back to her early jazz roots was when she appeared on the 2004 series Live from the Stables, which was hosted by Cleo Lane and the late John Dankworth. And she just does this blinding version of the George Shearing classic Lullaby of Birdland. Love, and could
Hello. This is where I started, singing jazz and standards. That's the really the music that I come from. So it's a pleasure to be doing my first straight jazz gig in maybe 2.5 years. So thank you for the opportunity. I'm going to be singing a Julie London song called I Should Care. Go without sleeping. Strangely enough, I sleep well, except for a dream or two. But then I count my sleep well. Funny how sleep can lull you to sleep, and I should care. I should let it upset me. Oh, I should care. But it just doesn't get me. Maybe I won't find someone as lovely as you. But I should care, and I do.
Amy Winehouse showing off her true jazz credentials in her version of I Should Care. She was accompanied by the John Dankworth Big Band as part of Radio 2's Live from the Stables series broadcast in 2004 and produced by Unique. When Amy appeared on my radio show in October 2006, we talked about some of her musical influences, and she spoke about her love of 50s and 60s vocal harmony groups and her attraction to the simplicity of their music. So when, later that month, Dermot O'Leary's production team asked her to perform a cover for his Saturday show, it was no surprise that she picked a track written by Phil Spector and originally recorded by his group, the Teddy Bears. To Know Him Is to Love Him performed on Dermot O'Leary's Saturday show with Pete Mitchell on October 28, 2006, the day after Amy Winehouse's second album, Back to Black, was released. The 50s and 60s girl group, Motown and soul influences she talked about previously, pervaded the new album, moving her away from the more complicated jazz chord structures of Frank and firmly into the mainstream. The first single from the album, Rehab, was released on October the 23rd, by which time it was already receiving heavy airplay on BBC Radio. It went to number 7 in the charts, more than 50 places higher than her previous singles, and was soon followed up by You Know I'm No Good, which she performed live on the Raz Kwame Radio 1 show in December 2006.
Yo, listen up, this is Raz Kwame in session tonight.
Downstairs in the bar, and her, your rolled up sleeves and your skull t-shirt. You say, what did you do with him today? And sniff me out like I was tinkering. Cause you're my fella, my guy. Hear me, yo, Stella, and fly. I told you I was trouble.
session, you're for Russ Kwame.
Amy Winehouse with You Know I'm No Good performed live in session on the Raz Kwame Radio 1 show in December 2006. By this time, Amy was a popular guest across all the BBC networks, appearing on shows ranging from Woman's Hour and Six Music's Breakfast Show to Radio 2's Jonathan Ross and Steve Wright in the afternoon. However, one of her most unusual radio sessions came just before Christmas 2006. Here's Radio 2's Chris Evans.
Amy Winehouse. I only met her once. I've seen her twice. I saw her in the gym once through frosted glass. But I met her once, and that's when she came to play on a roadshow that we did. We did a thing called the UK Roadshow when we were doing Drive Time, the show that Simon does now. And we went and did a show from England, Scotland, Northern Ireland and Wales. And Amy agreed to come to Wales and be our live band in the bedroom. We had a band in the bedroom at each of our venues, and we broadcast from listeners' houses. And this was the May family in Sebastopol. And Amy had agreed to play with her guys in one of their kids' bedrooms, Alice's bedroom. And she turned up and everybody was a bit nervous. I'd say we were nervous. But she came along. She was absolutely fantastic. She blew everyone away. And for 3 minutes, we felt the full force of the talent that was within Amy Winehouse.
Ladies and gentlemen of Sebastopol and the UK, it's with great pleasure that I bring to you, live from my very own bedroom, the wonderful Amy Winehouse.
Yay! Thank you, Amy.
All I can ever be to you is the darkness that we knew and this regret I got accustomed to. Oh, so I survived when we were at our height, waiting for you in the hotel at night. I know I had him at my match, but every moment we could snatch, I don't know why I got so attached. It's my responsibility. You don't owe nothing to me but to walk away. I have no capacity. He walks away, the sun goes down. He takes the day, but I am wrong. And then go away, and this blue save my tears dry on their own. I don't understand, why do I stress a man when there's so many bigger things at hand? We could have never had it all, we had to hit a wall. So this is a never to fall withdrawal. Even if I stop wanting you and perspective pushes true, I'll be some next man. So don't run my son, I cannot play myself again. I should just be my own best friend. In the head where still women. He walks away, the sun goes down. He takes the day, but I am wrong. And then your way, and this blue save my
tears dry on their own.
So we are history. Your shadow covers me. The sky above. Cause ain't no regrets, no emotional debts. Cause as we kiss goodbye, the sun sets. So we are history. Your shadow covers me. The sky above a blaze of holy love. I see. He walks away, the sun goes down. He takes the day, but I am wrong. And your way in this blue shade. My tears arrive. He walks away, the sun goes down.
me. How good was that?
Thank you.
Amy Winehouse and her trio performing a stripped-down version of Tears Dry on Their Own live in a bedroom in Sebastopol, Wales, as part of the Chris Evans 2006 Drive Time Tour on Radio 2. Whilst Tears Dry on Their Own gave Amy her third top 20 hit, it was to be another project entirely which provided her with her highest chart position. And her fans got their first taste of it on Joe Wiley's Live Lounge in January 2007. As Joe Wiley remembers.
It was a funny thing about Amy Winehouse because she'd been around for a very long time, you know, very credible. She had the Mercury nomination for Frank in 2003, and I saw her perform a number of times around that era. But it was a real slow burner, and it wasn't until Back to Black came out in 2006 that things began to really, really take off. But again, kind of quite slowly. So Rehab was the first single, and she performed at the Little Noise Sessions for me for Mencap, and I saw her play then, and just that was the moment, I think, when I realised just how incredible her voice was and the stage presence, and there was just something about Amy. So she launched the Live Lounge in 2007, first artist to play there in January that year, and she did Valerie. She'd been working with Mark Ronson on the album Back to Black. He was producing it. So I don't know what conversations went on between the two of them, but they decided, she decided she was going to do Valerie, and it eventually ended up on his album versions. What I do know is that it was something rather special.
Amy Winehouse and her first live radio performance of Valerie for Joe Wiley's Live Lounge on Radio 1 in January 2007. A performance which later appeared as a bonus track on the deluxe edition of Back to Black and is markedly different from the Zootons' original. And that was part of Amy's fantastic gift, her ability to reinvent a song and make it completely brand new. On the few occasions that she performed with myself and my big band, that's exactly what she did. She reinvented songs and made them brand new again. I'm going to leave the final word to Dermot O'Leary, who, as presenter of Radio 2's live concert from South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, was right at the heart of Amy's impressive performance at the festival. A performance which happened in March 2007, the same week that Back to Black was released in the USA. Beginning America's love affair with the 24-year-old North Londoner.
The first time I properly met Amy Winehouse was in 2007 in the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, in Texas. She had a lot of confidence in her own ability and in her material, and she just went on stage and absolutely tore the place apart. And it was one of those privileges that, in my job, luckily, you do get to see. You do get to see great artists, either when they're starting out or when they indulge themselves in small venues. And that was one of those nights. I remember going home that night, probably slightly worse for wear, as is the way in Texas and in South by Southwest, and just thinking, I've witnessed something tonight. I mean, it was a terrific gig from a true one-off.
He'll sing over safe bed. Am I tears dry? Get on without my guy. You went back to what you know. So far from all the my eyes are stacked, I go back.
This has been Amy Winehouse at the BBC, produced by Al Booth and presented by me, Jules Holt. Here's to Amy Winehouse.
Thank you very much.